Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
The Football Ramble Preview Show, sponsored by Bet365. My name's Marcus Speller, and Jim Campbell's here.
Hello.
Luke Moore's here.
All right.
And that man, Pete Donaldson's here. I'm full of crisps. Full of crisps, ladies and gentlemen, because Pete bought us some very fancy crisps that there were some sweet ones.
There's a crisp restaurant that's opening in my street.
A crisp restaurant opened in Pete's street.
And that gives you all the information you need to know about my street.
A crisp
you live
restaurant
in Beano Town, don't you?
A crisp restaurant is just a shop.
It was the sort of idea you have when you're a kid, isn't it? A lot of pop-up restaurants, like the cereal restaurants, it's kind of like the shops that you see in like Brighton that just sell like puppets. You've not really thought this through.
Are you doing anything to disregard the rumour that you're some sort of like fashionista hipster type guy talking about that off the bat?
I didn't talk about it. Marcus talked about it because his mouth was.
Said I'm full of crisps.
Oh yeah. I forgot. Yeah, there could have been any crisps. What I would say is Marcus went. Can we start the podcast? And then he proceeded to eat a full bowl of dip with a spoon.
I was waiting for you.
I can't figure out whether it's absolutely draconian or quite fancy. Eating with a spoon, I can't tell.
It is practically yogurt, though, isn't it?
No.
Very Donaldson.
No, it was actually more cheesecakey, to be honest.
Oh, really?
Yeah,
okay.
I took advantage.
So we enjoyed the crisps.
Yeah.
We enjoyed the good times. We didn't get them for free, so...
No, don't name them. Don't name
no.
them.
No. Don't name the one crisp restaurant in the UK. Yeah.
Let people find it out themselves.
Yeah.
I used my Windows machine today.
Did you?
Yeah.
Was that
machine?
Don't mention Microsoft.
You looked out the window and saw the crisp restaurant down
the
street.
Everything you need to know about Peter is summed up by the fact that instead of the word computer, he uses the word machine.
Yeah. It is a tool. I call it a tool.
You build
to access pornography.
Old people do that. If you ring up Pete and ask him to help you fix your computer, he'll say, right, first of all, what machine are you using?
Yeah. What's your rig?
Yeah, what rig have you got?
What graphic card are we talking about?
He was incredulous
at me
once.
Is it a third-party Radeon?
He was incredulous at me once, and then subsequently sent me a further couple of emails backing it up. He was incredulous that I didn't take the time to build my own PC.
Yeah.
You did that once, didn't you?
Didn't you have an Apple laptop that you made run as a Windows PC as well?
Yeah.
Why?
That's not fancy.
No, he also, at one point, he was...
Dual boot, mate.
He was so full of money that he actually was using a MacBook Air as a mouse mat for his MacBook once. That definitely happened.
He spent it all on crisps.
And now we've mentioned it on the podcast, tax deductible, so yeah. Who's the hero?
All the plates in his flat are iPads.
I'd like to say, during this conversation, Pete took off his cardigan and he's got a Purple Rain, Prince and the Revolution t-shirt with Prince on a motorbike. Beautiful.
Prince has released a pretty good... Well, he hasn't, obviously. His people have released posthumously released some music on Friday, and one of the songs is bloody brilliant. Imagine sitting on that moonbeam something or other.
People aren't listening for this, are they?
No, they're not.
Nah.
They're wanting us to talk about the Premier League.
Yeah.
More specifically, Crystal Palace versus Southampton. Can Pards get a point?
He needs a point.
Can he get a point or more, Jim?
Well, on the current form of both Southampton and Palace, you would say no, because Southampton look really good.
Just because they beat Arsenal, Jim.
Well, I mean, yeah. I don't think that's unreasonable.
Well,
but also, generally, they're doing okay, aren't they? And
one win in five, Jim.
Is it really?
Yeah.
Oh, well, I've got a very strange perception of Southampton then. have they got a 0-0 draw at home against Liverpool?
It can't be one win in five, because they beat Everton last time out.
Yeah.
And they won last night.
In five league games.
Oh, you didn't say league. That's all I'm saying. You said one in five. You didn't say league.
I shouldn't
also,
have to.
That a draw against Liverpool counts for something as well. That's not
it doesn't count as a win, does it?
No, I'm not saying it does, but it's, you know, Southampton are in better form than Crystal Palace.
Agree.
Reframe it.
Yeah, okay.
I mean, so I think pretty much every team in the league are in better form.
Well, the country.
I think they've got the worst. I'm going to say in Europe.
What?
Can I pile it on? The worst form.
Manager.
The worst manager.
Are you guessing a
the
stat?
Worst manager's jib in Europe.
Yeah. May I present to you some data?
Yeah. It's better than Marcus's.
One thing you could say because the Marcus, let it go.
All right. Let it go.
How many times? Let it go.
You got to tell the difference between fake, you know, jibes. And real ones.
Fake jibes from Pete. Yeah. And real jibes from me.
That's right.
I know nothing of the jibe.
Some jibes will be false. Yeah. I know this.
Some crisps will be sweet.
Can I just say that I think that Crystal Palace are very good at conceding every type of goal. And that's at least something.
Yeah. Come all.
I forgot.
From the volley to the header.
And Palace fans, that's a real jibe.
I mean, they specialise in set pieces.
Yeah.
But they can concede every type of goal.
Turn the hand to anything, unlike their goalkeeper.
Oh, dear. I forgot that they've got Christian Benteke's younger brother on their books as well, haven't they? Jonathan Benteke. Injured at the moment, so useless to them.
Yeah.
But,
I'd rather him called Ben.
Speaking of injuries, I see Santi Cazorla's out for 3 Arsenal months.
Yeah, it's just standard. Yeah. Who knows?
I interviewed...
It's like the winter in Game of Thrones, an Arsenal month.
I interviewed Mo Farah a couple of weeks ago, and he said he wanted to be an Arsenal conditioning coach. I went, do you really want that job?
Oh, well, you're never going to run out, though, are you?
That must be harder than winning all those races, surely.
Yeah, right.
Looking after the broken shards of bone. And
you'll always have work.
You will always have work, that's true, yeah.
It's a very odd ambition for a man who's won a lot of Olympic gold
Arsenal,
medals.
He loves Arsenal, doesn't he? He does love Arsenal, my friend. Palace are 12-5 with Bet365 to arrest the slide. And beat Southampton. Mm. £10 returns £34, including stake.
Mm. I just don't see how they're going to get that win, particularly in this game. Like, how? I mean, Pardew's obviously under a little bit of pressure already, but you think at board level, at this point, they're probably thinking you've got X amount of games to save your job because it's bad.
It's a rumoured two.
One of the best things to come out of news around Crystal Palace this week, I'm not sure if you guys saw it, was that Tony Pulis was ordered to pay a decent amount of money to Palace for damage. I think it was around...
3.7 million.
Yeah, 3.7 million.
I broke it on the pod last week.
The best thing was about the hearing and the stuff to come out of the court case was that Steve Parrish successfully argued that he couldn't have been present when Tony Pulis's legal team advised or described an argument between them on the training ground, because Parrish proved completely beyond reasonable doubt and all that sort of stuff that he was having a haircut at the
time. That's true, yeah. They found out like Uber receipts, I think, maybe.
That's right, yeah.
Something like that.
Yeah, that's right.
Wow.
Yeah,
that's great.
Great stuff.
But Southampton are in the semi-finals of the EFL Cup,
they
of course.
Are. They're excellent. We massively underestimated them, I think.
Southampton, was it Nathaniel Klein who scored a peach for them at Emirates once?
I'm not sure.
Just say yeah.
Yeah, no. Let's go for it.
No.
Marcus, I definitely remember it.
Yeah.
And it definitely happened.
Thank you, Luke.
No worries, you're welcome.
I'm pretty sure it is. It's just Southampton, like a cup upset at Arsenal with via a pinch.
Well, they smashed us at their place last season in the league. But it's 4-0.
Yeah.
Martina scored that brilliant... brilliant volley. I think it was a volley from outside of the area. And we couldn't deal with Shane Long, which is a very depressing situation to find yourself in.
Yeah, well, they march on. And, of course, Manchester United will play Hull in the other semi-final. Southampton will play Liverpool. And Manchester United will play Hull because Hull beat Newcastle.
On pens, wasn't it?
Sucked. Hull were dreadful right throughout that blooming match, and Newcastle were pretty fantastic, but they just couldn't take the chances. And when the lad got sent off, I thought, oh, we might take this in extra time, but we just couldn't manage to do it, and the penalties were obscenely bad.
Pete, obscenely bad. Rafa out?
Matt Sells out.
What about Rafa?
No, I think it'll be all right.
How's Rafa doing on the Pete Donaldson-ometer?
Well, we got Forest on Friday, so that'd be fine. You know, it's three games in about 6 days, so, you know.
Is the Pete Donaldson sort of manager-ometer just a messiah or out?
It's a very binary
system. Yeah,
like many of my favourite computers.
We should do PeteCon instead of DefCon. So PeteCon 5 is like... Does DefCon go from 5 to 1? 1 is the most serious.
I think we discuss this every week.
Every other week, surely.
Okay, Doncon.
I've got a Doncon for Rafa.
I don't care about... Don't lower the tone already. I don't care about DefCon. Whatever that does, I don't care. Number 1 is the most serious. Number 5 is the most the most happy.
Yeah.
And out from between 1 and 5 on the Doncon, how happy are you with Rafa Benitez?
I'm a 5. I think the players...
Well, you can't get any better.
Can't get any... Well, I can get... No, there's a difference between how I feel about about Rafa and how I feel about how the football team have performed. So, yeah.
So, okay,
so I'm still happy with Rafa.
If you're making them
don't
five,
blame him.
So not 4.8, it's 5. If they won the Champions League, you couldn't be happier, right?
Yeah,
now.
Exactly.
It would be in plateau.
Yeah,
it would be exactly as good as
that. Notable improvement.
And this is all Newcastle need. Yeah. Just a manager that people like.
Yeah.
It's not hard, Mike. Yeah. Just put a manager in that people like.
Having a go at him. He's done that. Having a go at him anyway.
I'd say it was the fans that installed Rafa more than Mark Ashley.
Yeah. I'm starting to lose faith in the Doncon system.
No
say.
Way!
What? No!
I just wish when you talk about the Doncon system, he wouldn't get out the Doncon. if you know what I mean.
Give it some air.
Well, perhaps Newcastle fans should have taken their cue from one Spanish football fan who was watching a third-tier match between Hercules and Alcoyano.
I saw this.
Hercules were given a penalty, and the fan climbed nearly onto the roof of the net. It was quite...
He was at Doncon level 5.
He was. Yeah. Well, he certainly showed it, didn't he? Because he got his old chap out, and his bot. Tried to put off the penalty taker. Worked, he skied the penalty. Yes. I think he may be trying to hit him. That would have been great.
I'm not sure. England fan at the Euros.
It was. 2012. That didn't work, did it? I'm not sure how much...
But the England fan, sorry to interrupt, Luke, but the England fan, I reckon the penalty taker wouldn't have seen the England fan, because if you're that focused, the England fan would just have been another, you know, Willy in the crowd. Whereas this guy was nearly on the roof of the net.
So. Yeah, but in the Hercules game, the guy you're talking about now, the guy who took the penalty, he put it the other side. He didn't put it anywhere near the guy who's taken it. And also, the way you've said this is like, you know, it worked because he put him off and he missed it. Can he really take any credit for that?
Okay. Whether he can or not, I mean, it's a different thing.
Well, look, let's look
curiously enough, if on any show in the football media he could take credit, it would probably be this one, wouldn't it?
So, let's look at the study that we have at our fingertips.
Right. One time it worked, one time it didn't.
One time it did work. Now, the other time, I just think he was, like I say, the penalty taker wouldn't have seen
him. I'm the penalty algorithm guy. I need to factor in some sort of, like, genitalia.
Yeah.
it's really galling
as well.
Even with these parameters, England are terrible.
Yeah. Well, they're not going to be that bad now, Jim, because Gareth Southgate's got the job.
Oh, didn't want it.
Gareth.
Didn't want it.
I think he did after a while. I think maybe he's believed his own publicity, and that's always a bad thing.
Publicity? Yeah. He had publicity?
He had loads of publicity. People were talking him up for the job.
Oh,
the media.
FA guy Martin Glenn said that Gareth Southgate... Look, I've got no beef with the Gareth Southgate, but today Martin Glenn said he was a born leader.
Right. There's a lot of rewriting of people's charisma.
Do you reckon Southgate might have a touch of the Keegans in the unlucky-ness?
I could see that side.
I think he's more Steve. I think he's got a bit more Steve about
Steve
him.
Steve was a bit unlucky as well.
Very underwhelming choice.
Polite.
The man from within.
I like the way it started, because apparently as he was unveiled as the new England boss in the same building, it was being used for a Pizza Hut convention, which of course Southgate was in a Pizza Hut advert in the 90s after.
Do you remember that advert? I do a little bit. Stuart Pearce, and who else was it?
Chris Waddle.
Didn't Stuart Pearce kept on going miss?
Yeah, a lot of puns, basically.
On the word
and
miss.
And at the end of the advert, he, like, inexplicably walked into a wall.
Yeah.
And
then
Stuart Pearce goes, oh, now he's at the post. Yeah. It's not a post, it's a wall. So if anything, there's an obvious wall joke for free kick wall joke there.
Oh, is it the wall?
Yeah. He wasn't one for taking free kicks. It's not what he was known for. He was known for missing the pen.
Well, in which case, Marcus, if you're going to write the advert in that way, I'm suggesting if you want the line to be, now he's hit the post, write in a post.
Well, they should
have.
What they should have done is gone outside. Southgate's parked illegally. He's got a fine. Oh, he's got another penalty.
It's the location scouts that are to blame, really. You're right, they should have found the post.
Well, Jim, no one's blameless, but maybe they're the most to blame. Yeah, if you're going to use that line, write in a post.
It's true. It's very true.
Didn't they all sort of express annoyance at that advert? It's like, well, you did it.
You're in it.
You took the money. You didn't have to do it.
Yeah.
Mm. Unless that was some weird sort of contract they had with the FA. If you miss a penalty, you've got to make a fool of yourself.
He starts off wearing a paper bag on his head as well.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, that rings a bell, yeah.
Maybe he'll do that for England.
The 90s were weird, weren't they?
Yeah. Mm.
Lauded magazine. Lara Croft.
The more times goes along, the more you look back, the more weird it seems.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Just that's the way.
Because I used to genuinely rate the 90s way above the 80s, just generally.
Oh, yeah.
But you were young during the 90s, right?
Now,
so obviously you can have better memories.
Do you remember Nell McAndrew?
Yeah, I do.
Weird. Weird times.
Forces sweetheart.
Yes.
Was she? She's like a Forces sweetheart.
I was every week, wasn't I? In the front of the Sun.
Yeah.
Or dressing as Lara Croft, the aforementioned Lara Croft.
Yeah.
By me. Well, can we talk more about Lara Croft, please?
Horrible insight into your former habits.
Yeah.
What do you mean?
We'll go back to slightly more current affairs. It wasn't just the EFL Cup that was played during the week. The National League was being played. North Ferriby United.
Ferriby.
It's very
nice name.
Yeah. Mm. They played away to Chester.
much okay. more easier to pronounce. They took just two travelling supporters with them. It's a 260-mile round
on the
trip.
Bus.
Yeah, and Ferriby down the bottom of the league. Mm. It was a Tuesday night, I think, or certainly midweek night. So it's not that surprising that not many wanted to go. But the home fans, instead of applauding them, were singing, "You could have come on a tandem."
Oh, gosh. Would have taken them longer, though, wouldn't it?
Yeah, Chester won, and North Ferriby, 16th defeat in 23 league matches. Oh. Who are those two?
Gluttons
for punishment.
I'm not having a go at them, because that's a big effort from them. And, you know, away fans are really important to football in general. But I'm just asking the question, at what point does it go from two hardy souls dedicated to their club to, let's have a sit down, talk about your life decisions? There's got to be a point. A point's got to come at some point.
I reckon both recent fathers.
Can I just,
Both recent fathers just knack. I just want to get out of the house. Don't want to sleep on the bus.
As Luke for experience, Dawson.
Yeah.
As Luke just said, a point's got to come at some point.
Yeah, I don't know why I said it like that. They hope so anyway.
Do you remember in Italy when that fan, I can't remember which side it was, it might have been a Serie B side, maybe even Serie A, it was definitely in the top, you know, couple of divisions in Italy, and he was the only fan.
Well, they don't travel very well, do they, the Italians?
It's obviously a bigger country, but yes, you're right. It's longer, Jim.
Knee high, you might say.
There's not as much of a culture in other places for away fans.
Well, in Spain there isn't as well. Mm. I went to watch Atletico Madrid versus Getafe. And there was about 100 Getafe fans. It's across town. it's technically a Madrid derby.
Yeah. Well, to be fair, though, given the other two sides, maybe that's all they have.
You go to Barcelona and you see the Espanyol section of the club.
It's tragic, isn't it?
Yeah, it's really depressing. It made me want to support them because I thought they really needed it. And I thought, I've got enough on my plate with Portsmouth.
Hey, talking of Madrid, what about Enzo Zidane?
Yeah. Oh yes.
That was in Spain. A certain Enzo Zidane came off the bench for Los Blancos, scored in the cup for Real Madrid. Zidane's son, obviously.
Yeah.
Mm. I mean,
and also nice. Soderberg. Is it Soderberg?
Odegaard. Yeah. Sorry, Odegaard.
Odegaard.
Steven Soderberg.
Ole Gunnar Solskjaer.
They've got a young striker called Mariano. I say young, he's about 23, but he's come up through their C and then B teams. He's got a hat trick. He looks very, very good.
But Enzo's like 21. Yeah. 21. I mean, and he's made his debut.
But he's at Real Madrid.
I know, but still.
Madrid do things.
If Ole Soderberg can get there. Yeah. At 17.
Steven Soderbergh getting there as well as being an outstanding director.
You're having a go at Madrid for having a debut for Real Madrid and scoring at 21 years old.
Yeah.
But the thing is, they do it differently there, don't they? I would imagine he's played for the B team or the C team before. Mm. That's probably why it seems quite late. I don't know. Maybe I'm wrong.
Speaking of the older distant away trips, just reminded me, we got a little message in from a guy called Tim Blakely. Mm. He says him and his friend drove 40 hours. 20 there and 20 back to watch Seattle Sounders play in Colorado in the MLS semi-final.
Road trip.
Wow. Drove 20 hours there, 20 hours back. He said the audiobook of the ramble made the stakes of Wyoming and Montana whiz by.
And they won, didn't they?
They did win, yeah.
And they're in the final against Toronto.
I'm not
Toronto.
Sure they're against, but they did book their place in the final. Yeah,
I'm pretty sure it's Toronto because it...
Now that is an away trip. 20-hour drive there. 20-hour drive back.
With our voices in their heads.
I looked on Google Journeys and you could hike it in 18 days. Mm.
What they could have done is...
Why are they not hiking?
What they could have done is not even buy the audio book, they could have bought the proper book and one of them could have read it out of the other one and they could just take turns like map reading.
Why would they do that next time?
Because it's an excellent purchase and you should all buy it at amazon.co.uk. Go pick it up! Pick it up if you're listening. Yeah. If you're listening and your nearest and dearest is a big fan of the Ramble and you're forced to listen to this every week.
Absolutely.
Pick up the book for them.
It's the least
you can... easy stocking filler, Marcus.
I genuinely didn't put that in there as a piece of applause, but cheers, Pete.
I want to bring us back down to earth and go to South Africa, talking of faraway destinations.
Yeah,
the goalkeeper, the overhead kick, the 96th minute, the point.
It's one of the greatest goals ever scored, just because of all those factors.
Do you know
it's
what, right? Brilliant.
And the dance at the end.
He celebrated like he scores every other week.
He was so calm, yet so extravagant.
He scored a proper overhead kick, and the best bit was the celebration.
Well, first of all, it was genuinely a really good overhead kick.
Yes. Mm.
Secondly, I think he benefited from the goalkeeper taking a while to process that the goalkeeper had done that.
Yeah.
He didn't move anywhere near quick enough.
Yeah. They had two headers on the line, couldn't get near it. Beautiful.
No. I don't like the fact that the defending goalkeeper literally doesn't believe his own eyes. That is the basics you need to be a goalkeeper.
True.
There was another beautiful moment, I think, in the Aussie League. It would look like some kind of cup competition because the stadium was absolutely packed.
Oh, Cahill got the winner for Melbourne.
No, the a bloody seagull, Marcus.
Pete's obviously,
obviously going to talk. I hate
Tim Cahill. You hate Tim Cahill.
I hate Tim Cahill.
And
I'm not
the only goal in a cup final recently. And it was, I think, Melbourne's first ever trophy.
So let's talk about the seagull.
Yeah. The seagull got hit by the ball, and the keeper, whose name I obviously don't know or remember, lifted it up and put it on the side. And then it got kind of... It sat on, I think, the manager's knee for a bit.
Wow.
And he got struck.
And came on in the second half.
Scored the winner with a bicycle kick.
Played on the wing.
But then he got taken down the... I think he got taken down the tunnel for a bit, and then it flew away. It was beautiful.
He could have come on to play, because I heard he's very talented.
Yeah. You know what? You're allowed two, and then we got to leave it. Does anyone want to jump in?
Actually, I had one, and you didn't hear it.
Could I perhaps furnish you and the listeners with a story of my own around a bird?
Easy.
Okay.
Oh, come on. I was sat in my office once, and a bird flew into the window.
Right.
Made a real loud noise. Bang. And it just hit the floor. And so I thought, oh, God, this obviously...
I'm going to have to eat that.
Killed itself. I'm not going to have to eat it. I want to eat it. I thought, oh, it's dead. It's dead or whatever. So I went outside and looked at it. And it wasn't dead, but it wasn't moving. And
right.
I was like, oh, what am I going to do? I didn't really know what to do. Because people... Another story within a story, someone I know's elderly grandmother, it happened to them with a pigeon, and the grandmother just went up there and just snapped its neck to put it out of its misery. But anyway, when I was contemplating all this stuff, the bird shuffled itself off, flapped its wings a few times, sort of come back to its senses, just flew off.
Leave it, Lou.
I didn't snap its neck. But the seagull, that's why that seagull did that, because I think they can occasionally get days, but they can recover quite quickly.
Right.
Because they regularly fly into windows because I don't see them.
If I'm honest, I was hoping for a different ending of it flew into a window, just came back round and then flew off.
It did. That's exactly what happened.
Yeah, they can't evolve in like 100 years of window shooting.
I thought about snapping its neck because that was the good thing to do, but I didn't do that. It's a nice ending.
I think about that at tourists.
Like, it'd be like your sidekick.
Walking down the street.
No, it wasn't my sidekick. It wasn't my sidekick.
Oh, dearie me. What about Manchester City versus Chelsea?
It's the big one.
It's a thigh rubber of the weekend.
It is.
Lovely.
It
really
is.
Pep Guardiola's biographer said that Pep reckons Chelsea are Man City's biggest threat for the title of the season. It's looking like that, Jim. It's looking like that.
I love that his biographer's saying things on his behalf. It's almost... quite royal, isn't
it's also
it?
A bit like, of a dig, isn't Pep it? Because Chelsea are above them in the league. I think they're a threat. Well, they're above you in the league, so they obviously are a threat.
You're a threat to them.
Yeah.
I think it's interesting, though, isn't it? Because Chelsea, they had their tiny little wobble, but they've well and truly put that in the past. And I think they have the sort of biggest fear factor in the league at the moment. Of all the teams you wouldn't want to play, I think Chelsea are probably, well, I mean, they're literally at the top of the league.
But they're benefiting, aren't they? That Manchester City, at the start of the season, were the team to, well, not lose to, I suppose, the team to fear. So people might raise their game and might think, all right, we'll play more defensively against them. Then you've got the Mourinho factor at Manchester United. Arsenal was a threat. Spurs, what they've done. Chelsea, because of last season, maybe people slightly forgot about them, and they're slightly more of an unknown quantity with a new manager. Now, they're not now, but maybe they've benefited from that. But if Chelsea can get something out of this game, they are very nicely on their way. Is there winnable games in December? West Brom, Sunderland, Palace, Bournemouth and Stoke.
Well, it's so tight. Next.
Now, obviously, they're not easy fixtures.
But it's so tight at the top of the table, because if Man City beat Chelsea, Man City go top, and then Liverpool beat Bournemouth, then Chelsea will find themselves in third.
Yeah.
So it's very all to play for. Man City are 11-10 with Bet365 to beat them.
Mm.
So £10 returns £21, including your stake.
Very true. Yes, Jim.
So Aguero scored last week against Burnley, didn't he, or rather at the weekend?
He scored two, Jim.
He scored two, yeah. And that means there's only one Premier League opponent he's ever faced that he's not scored against. Any of you know who it is?
Bolton.
It is Bolton.
Yeah. Did you know that?
I saw it on the telly.
Oh.
Just like Jim
did. As did Jim.
You didn't tell it up yourself.
No, but I found it at a different source.
Ooh, saucy.
Was it the internet then?
It's my predictions cauldron.
On this very show last week, I suggested that Victor Moses could be an early shout for player of the season. He won Player of the Month in November.
Here we go again.
He's got the bit of perspective.
Ridiculous. It's the first
You
step.
Know who you are?
Marcus C. Speller.
No, you are Clive Tildesley when Cristiano Ronaldo or someone like that has scored a goal in the Champions League.
Ronaldo! Yeah. I did this!
Yeah.
And it hasn't even happened yet.
Which was one of my own observations, by the way, Jim. I didn't need the internet to help me out there.
And who could forget that night in Bath? Sorry, I was doing Bath Tildesley. Do you remember that stage that Clive Tilsey went for a phase when he was commentating on Champions League on ITV? And I like Clive, I've met him, he's a really nice guy.
We all like Tilda.
He went through a phase every time he commentated on a Champions League game of somehow linking it back to Barcelona and then going, and who could forget that night in Barcelona?
I think that's harsh. I don't think that is true.
He did do that.
Once or twice, maybe, when Manchester United were down and they needed something.
That magical night in Barcelona, that became a catchphrase.
I'm defending CT.
Was it Tilsley who in FIFA, he used to mess up sometimes, and every time Van Nistelrooy used to get the ball, he'd just shout, Van Nistelrooy! Like, even when he wasn't in a position of scoring. Van Nistelrooy!
But that's not his fault, that's the computer game.
No, the machine game.
The machines are coming.
Friends
are
right.
Yeah, right. You can't blame Tildo for the programme.
I am blaming Tildo.
Unbelievable. I'd love you to adopt that for the ramble. So, yeah. Newcastle got this week? Norwich!
Because you're not so!
Well, Man City, among others in December, have got Arsenal and Liverpool, and obviously a Champions League home match against Celtic. It's a harder run-in. Chelsea could find themselves top at Christmas and a few points away from the chasing pack. If it is a pack by then.
Might be. Probably will be because Liverpool's sticking around, aren't they?
Could be cards all over the floor, mate.
Yeah, as opposed to pards all over the floor.
Mm. Right, he'll be all over the floor by Christmas for sure.
Indeed, yes. Yeah.
Over the Crystals dance floor.
All over the job centre floor.
Be saying goodbye to Crystals.
Yeah, I quite like this. This is sort of involving Chelsea.
I was just going to say, sorry, Marcus, and this is really important that I mention this. Do you think if he does get sacked, he's still going to be able to go to Crystals? Do you reckon
he'll be under new management, won't
it? Does that mean I can or can't go there? I've still got my little area.
We still need to go. I've said this.
Yeah. Come on, it's not. It's a nightclub. Yeah, it's more of an exclusive club than you realise.
imagine Alan Pardew getting fired from Crystal Palace on a Friday, and the Saturday night he thinks, "Oh, I'll go for one last turn around Crystal." Gets there, sorry, no trainers.
No extra trainers.
You'd have to ask Sam. Oh, yeah. What? Sorry.
Yeah, big
Sam. Don't worry, Alan.
Love that. But right, let's go for a quick ad break and we're going to talk more about the Premier League after this.
I'm so fancy, but you already know. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the Football Ramble. I'm so fancy, but you already know.
Just sensational. Sensational.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Welcome back to the preview show, everybody, sponsored by Bet365. Bournemouth are at home to Liverpool. Are they going to unleash Ben Woodburn on those Bournemouths?
He looks so young.
I'm loving the amount of absolute deluded fools. And I am willing to admit that I'm deluded about every single prospect at Newcastle United.
I was about to say,
the Amiobis.
That's rich.
All right, hang on.
But everyone's getting very excited. Oh, doesn't he play like Gerrard? Doesn't he? Isn't it kind of symbolic that Gerrard retires and then suddenly we've got Ben Woodburn?
People are saying that.
Are you mad? Know what Liverpool fans are like on Twitter. Good God.
I think I'll let Marcus take care of this one.
What?
You had to go Enzo Zidane.
Right.
For scoring for Real Madrid. Ben Woodburn tucks away a lovely goal for Liverpool. Yeah. His day becomes the youngest scorer in that club's history.
Yeah.
And you start off the chat with that.
Disgusting. I think it's disgusting what he's done at that club.
I think he's over
it's
the
worse
hill.
Than turfing out those tenants behind Anfield.
I think he's passed it.
I think he's driven a wrench.
let's let Pete carry on here. Let's see how far he'll go.
Let's not.
It's the worst things that happened to this club.
I would burn his contract.
Here we go. You've had your one.
Right.
Look, yeah, this one with Enzo Zidane.
Yeah.
No, the pun.
I'm happy
with Enzo Zidane. I'm happy with Ben Woodburn. I'll take both of them I'll stick my neck out for the hell of it and say, they'll never amount to nothing. And we won't be running in 5 years' time, so nobody can ever call me on it.
Are you talking to us or your dad?
Yeah. Pete, who has done this to you?
I should say that Woodburn, he made his debut against Sunderland, but his first goal, of course, for Liverpool was against Leeds in the Cup.
And did you find that on the internet?
I did, Jim.
Did Martin Tyler tell you it?
Yeah, he did.
Clive Tilsley tell you it? Ben Woodburn!
Ben Woodburn! They're in the semi-final of the EFL Cup. unlike Newcastle and Arsenal. Mm. So up both heels.
And Rangers.
Yeah, indeed. Oh, the if you want to bring them into the magnificent Gorgie boys, 3-0. Thank you very much.
Don't give him a chance. Just don't give him a chance.
Yeah, haven't all the cup competitions finished in Scotland?
No, that's not a cup competition.
Why do Rangers bring hearts into it?
Because they played each other this week, Jim, as you well know,
no,
as you're across all the fixtures.
I don't know that. I didn't look at that bit of the internet.
Did you not?
Pete Wimler.
No, I think you mean you didn't look at that part of the country, because you treat
different
the Scots
country,
with
mate.
Disdain.
Different country.
Yeah. And there we are.
Shots fired everywhere.
Sadly, Hearts, Robbie Nielsen,
I don't care.
He's moving to MK Dons.
He's moving to MK Dons.
When he moves to MK Dons, I will care.
Maybe Sven will take over. There we are. What about Trent Alexander-Arnold? He played for Liverpool. Yeah, are you going to have a dig at him as well, Peter?
I'll have a crack, yeah. Let yourself out. The little twigs. I'm a little fat boy now. Who cares? I'll take him on.
He was a mascot for Liverpool in the same fixture 7 years ago.
Well, so was...
Should have stayed as a mascot, shouldn't he, Peter?
Stephen Taylor was a ball boy.
Yeah.
Well, and he didn't... And look what happened to him.
He's had a career in professional football, so well done.
Well done him.
Yeah, exactly.
Well done everyone.
How's your Sunday team getting on?
Not a do with me.
Pete. Yeah, you can't even get
I played in a match against Soccer AM, and the main host of Soccer AM got such a clash of heads that he didn't do Soccer AM that weekend.
Oh, wow. Is that right?
Tubes is good at football. I'd never met him before.
I've told you this many times. I used to play in the same team.
Are you name-dropping Tubes on this show?
I name-dropped him during the live show about goal three. He's the only named cameo in the third episode of Goal.
You're always going on about Stephen Taylor. You're never going to meet him.
No, actually, I think those two could probably cross over at some point.
He met Rob Lee, didn't he? He decided not to meet any Newcastle players after that because it doesn't get any better than that, does it? So.
No, well, I didn't care for his slightly UKIP-y politics.
Oh. He probably hated your handshake, so it swings around, doesn't it? But going back to Trent Alexander-Arnold, a lot of people were saying that Klopp's priority was to get a right back in to support Nathaniel Clyne.
Yeah.
And as the story goes, when he saw Alexander-Arnold, he said, "I don't need to now. I want him instead." He's apparently improved so much as a young player.
Yeah. Pete, would you like to pour cold water on that?
No, sounds good.
He even got a mention Steven Gerrard's autobiography.
Did he?
Speaking of name drops,
what did he say?
I've read it.
That's absolutely no context unless we know what he said.
This is a list of the current squad.
Yeah. No, just all of the letters in his name were also in the autobiography.
The internet didn't tell me anymore, so I couldn't possibly.
Because you know what I mean. It all depends on the context, doesn't it?
Of course it does. Yeah. Can't believe this lad's still in the academy.
Exactly.
No, I think it was a glowing report.
Exactly.
There you are. James Milner. He's got a charity called the James Milner Foundation.
Of course he has.
Mm. Yeah. It serves everybody.
Creative.
Probably you're like his own receptionist for that as well, I'd imagine.
Indeed. Well,
he'd get off on the admin, come on. He just does it for the admin, to do the admin.
Yeah, maybe.
I can buy my filing cabinets, brilliant!
Well, the James Milner Foundation hosted its annual charity ball in Manchester this week. It was a Willy Wonka-themed affair, which I quite like. There were Dodgem cars there, and Jurgen Klopp was getting well involved. Apparently.
That's the thing, see, a lot of people say to me, I don't really like Jurgen Klopp, he's a bit affected, but I maintain that he genuinely is just like that.
Yeah.
And that to me suggests that he is.
I haven't heard a single dissenting voice, though.
No, I've had a few. People say, oh, you know what, he makes it all about him and he's too affected and he tries to be
No, he's got a zest for life, I'm loving it.
That's
exactly
what I think.
Peter,
I agree with you, Peter.
Exactly,
yeah, I agree with you.
Well, one James Milner Foundation charity ball reveller described Kloppy as a maniac behind the wheel.
I can imagine that.
I love that.
I love that. Just having no worries about just injuring his own players. Imagine the physio on the Monday morning. Rob, we've got 8 players off with whiplash here.
Yeah.
8.
3 electrocuted.
Yeah.
But what I love as well is that...
One's got a fused spine. Klopp just like, yeah. Did you come to work in that dungeon today?
I
once drunkenly liberated a Dodgem off a Dodgem track.
Drunkenly liberated?
At Glastonbury Festival. Can
I just translate for listeners? Drunkenly liberated, stole.
Well, I couldn't get it very far. Turns out they're very immobile without electricity.
And in a muddy field.
Didn't get it very far. I've never seen a court case for armed robbery where they went, well, you didn't spend the money, so...
That man with the gold leaf that he stole out the back of that lorry, he's just covered in it. Oh, I'll just put it on my body.
Yeah,
I'm laminating myself in gold.
Why are you going to spend it?
Do you want to upgrade on Tubes? I was once on the Dodgems with... Who's the woman out of Scream?
Nev Campbell, because your friend was your friend engaged to Nev Campbell?
No, I don't know why she was there. by Chester around that Blum and Dodgems track.
I thought your friend was going out with Neve Campbell.
No, I don't think so. Oh, somebody at work, wasn't it? Yeah. Somebody that we both work
with. Why do you not know this?
No, I don't know.
You told me that.
Not for now.
Sorry. Oh, yeah,
I forget the deals.
The Cherries are 2-1 with Bet365 to finish the top half of the Premier League this season. £10 returns £30 including your stake. I'm going to do that again because you laughed over the top of it.
No,
Peter.
I love it.
The Cherries are 2-1 with Bet365 to finish in the top half of the Premier League this season. £10 will return you £30 including your stake.
I fancy them to do it.
And the odds on me meeting Neve Campbell again.
They're doing all right.
Indeed. Speaking of Liverpool, let's go to Everton very quickly. Ronald Koeman, he was upsetting a few precious Everton fans.
This is amazing.
Yeah, after tweeting a photo of his Christmas tree, which was mainly covered in red decorations.
You love a bit of Koeman's Twitter, don't
you? He's like an on-goal machine, isn't he, really? Trying to hot Venteke out. Jeez.
Yeah, I know. It's quality, isn't it?
Lukaku, you mean?
Sorry, Lukaku. Right. Sorry, not Benteke.
Saving you a tough week. It's already going to be difficult.
Marcus, you are the number one authority on Ronald Koeman's Twitter feed.
I love it. I absolutely. I wasn't complaining, though.
No.
But there we are. West Ham are playing Arsenal.
Mm.
Former Arsenal player Charlie Nicholas, the Cannonball Kid.
Said that Champagne Charlie.
Says
that's two good nicknames, isn't it? That?
Too old for frosted tips and an earring. I've said it before, I'll say it again.
Hey, he's got grey hair now.
He's got a bit of highlight in there.
Highlight?
I'd like to look at it closely. I think he's got highlights in there.
Okay.
And he's definitely got an earring still.
He does?
Yeah.
He's him and Jim White, the sort of the grey highlight brigade.
I wouldn't usually advocate use of the word banter, but on YouTube there is a video entitled the video is literally just called the worst banter in the world. It's Charlie Nicholas talking to Jeff Stenning, and it is wonderful
about his spectacles.
It's a few years old.
You better bring your spectacles.
It's amazing.
It is a few years old, but he says that there's no reason for Arsenal not to win the league this season. He says he does enjoy watching the Gunners play, as they're not robotic or programmed to close teams down like Chelsea or Tottenham.
It's a dig, isn't it? But I think I'm not alone in the room.
Spurs, doesn't he?
Not alone in the room in thinking that Arsenal are unlikely to win the league. I think we've had some listless performances already this season.
Arsenal are away to West Ham, though, Jim, so 3 points should be on the cards. But Karen Brady's defended the London Stadium recently. Saying that we are coming up to the halfway point of the season and there has been 18 arrests at matches. At Arsenal last season, there were 60. A dig.
I thought you were going to say, she said, come up to the halfway point of the season and we haven't been relegated yet. So the joke's on you.
The woman is obsessed. Again, it's a stadium-based dig. They beat us last season and we drew with them at Upton Park. We had a really good record against them up till then, and they had a great time against us last season. But she's talking about stadium statistics.
Yeah, well, there's only been 18 arrests.
I mean, what I would say is that Arsenal is one of the quieter. So you just sort of said they're getting away with it.
Yeah.
West Ham fans are just getting away with more.
No, I think that the people who police the Emirates are clearly much more effective at what they do.
Pete, you've actually starred as Karen Brady fairly recently in a video, a trailer for a Hollywood movie called Migration. Which can only be found... If you want to watch Pete dressed as Karen Brady, and I assume you do, our YouTube channel, youtube.com/footballramble, you can watch it in all its entirety.
Yeah, and Marcus playing Paul Pescasolido.
Yeah. I'm not dressed as Paul.
And a stadium at one point.
All you need to know, I'll tell you what, I'll give you a quick pricey. Pete plays Cam Brady. Mm-hmm. Marcus plays Paul Pescasolio. Jim plays an anonymous man with the back of his head, and I play a marriage therapist.
Yeah.
So there you go.
Stick that in your YouTube paper.
All your favourites.
There's your Christmas blockbuster.
Yeah.
Oh dear. Karen Brady did say she did admit that the stadium and the move, they're having teething problems.
Yeah.
Thieving problems, maybe, is what she meant.
Can't substantiate that.
I didn't even write that in. It just came to me, and I apologise.
And what have we told you about?
I just apologise. Brady went on to say, the stadium itself is a designated UEFA Category 4 stadium, the highest possible status a stadium can be granted. It can host a Champions League final, so it is absolutely suitable for football.
Imagine she'd be saying all this stuff whether there were cameras around or an interview going on anyway.
Yeah, but she's mumbling it to herself.
Telling their friend that their boyfriend's all right, really.
Yeah.
Oh, but he's kind. You don't see him when he's kind.
Yeah.
You don't see him.
What I love is that
he brought me flowers.
The stadium's suitable for football. We know because there's a game happening there on the weekend.
Can I hear some more from Pete?
You don't know him like I do. Is he waiting for stadium character 3?
How about this then? Former Arsenal man, another one, Jens Lehmann. Holds the record for being Arsenal's oldest ever player when he came out of retirement at 41 to play for those Gunners. recently told the world that he introduced yoga to proceedings while at the club. They still use the same yoga teacher that he suggested to Arsenal.
I'm amazed that they took that long, to be honest, because Ryan Giggs credited yoga with extending his career by a long time, didn't he? So you would have thought that when something like that gets around, that every club starts
yoga
taking
and,
up.
Yoga and Pilates. I think he might have even released a Pilates DVD, old Giggsy. Possibly
did he?
A yoga one. He did yoga and Pilates, I'm sure of that. He released a DVD of one of them, I forget which. As you know, I'm not the yoga type, really.
Yeah. But another former Arsenal player, Martin Cohen, claimed that on the BBC that Spurs are 10 years behind Arsenal and tried to justify that by saying that the Emirates Stadium was finished 10 years ago and Spurs are just getting started on then. Just, bit of a dig.
Doesn't really work like that.
Bit of a dig.
Did I ever tell
it?
You about a time? I probably did, so forgive me if I did, but I had the privilege is probably the wrong word. I had the experience of listening to a Martin Cohen after dinner speech.
Oh, did you?
And it was. And I've worked, you know, I've been on this show for a long time. It was the worst thing I've ever heard.
Wow.
Do you remember any little
it was just like, bits and pieces? You know some people, and obviously there's some people in glass houses and all that, but you know that people who are really good at making even the best stuff sound terrible? It was like that. It was like, we were talking about stuff, interesting stuff on paper that he'd done, but he just said it so boringly, it was incredible.
I don't mean
to have a dig at the guy, Jim, because he's obviously a great player and all that, but it's just...
Nothing to do with me, pal.
Dull.
You're criticising his performance that evening.
I did a night with Ray Parlour. It was me, Ray Parlour, and DJ Spoony.
I think that's what the sex tape
was in the garage.
and we were having an argument about Wayne Rooney's effectiveness at international level in international tournaments, and I think history has judged my particular position correctly.
England's top scorer, and
basically all of his anecdote. Yeah, it was after he was England's top scorer.
This is when he was 17.
Yeah, right.
I don't care for him.
He's not going to play the Champions League finals.
Pete had a chance to get him on behalf of his Sunday League team on a free. No better than we've already got.
Not good enough. He basically all of his anecdotes are just, and then I got drunk, and then we were drunk, and then we were. But then he had the gall to completely destroy my argument about Wayne Rooney. He's sort of going, well, if you've ever played the game. He went there in about five seconds. I'm going, if you played the game now, you wouldn't play the game now.
Yeah.
You can't drink and play now.
It's true. I mean, yeah.
Hey, well, I don't know how true that is from what we've seen.
Leave it.
Put that down.
Oh, dear. Quickly, Luke, our bet of the week.
Oh, no, actually, I thought we were going to talk about Manchester United, so I want to talk a little bit about...
you want to talk about them?
Well, I was interested to see that on Bet365, Man United are 50-1 to win the Premier League title this season.
Oh, wow.
So £10 bet on that with them. We'll return you £510, including your stake.
I thought
that was a bit premature, so I just thought I'd mention it in there as a point of interest.
I think that's fair.
If you want the bet of the week, I'll give you that as well.
Please.
Then the thing is, though, that sort of bet is the sexy bet I would take. I'm like, good, I'm having it.
I think you know, he's probably fairly early to write them off. Mm. Anyway, the Bet365 bet of the week is over 3.5 goals in Bournemouth v Liverpool at 6-4. £50 will return £125, including a stake, with proceeds going to Prostate Cancer UK. You must be over the age of 18 to bet, and please gamble responsibly. For more information, go to gamblealert.co.uk. And before we go to the emails, I'll just take this opportunity to just mention a tweet I saw from Scott McDonald, who just tweeted us earlier today, I think, saying, "Chaps, just served Craig Brown at my work. He was buying a lava lamp."
Wow. Speaking of the 90s.
Oh, were they more 80s?
They're more 70s, man. Aren't they? Lava lamps? Come on.
They were 60s, I think, and they came back. Yeah. 90s. But Craig Brown and lava lamps, that's 90s all over that.
Come on.
Great. Yeah. Come on, lava lamp.
Where's that going?
Was he buying a dancing daffodil?
Christmas.
Yeah. In what room in Craig Brown's house can that possibly be appropriate?
Two words, grandkids, Christmas.
Look at it, gloop about.
Yeah.
Peter. David Walsh.
Yes.
Has got in touch. Just so you know, and can rip Luke about it, 8 years ago today, it was Portsmouth versus AC Milan in the UEFA Cup. The game was Portsmouth's until Kabul and Carnu had Pompey 2-1 up. Filippo Inzaghi equalised later on to put AC Milan through to the last 32. Ronaldinho also played in Scott Hissey's first with a free kick. Now, their next game is Grimsby Way in League 2. Unnecessary dig.
Memory dig.
All I'll say is I read it when it came in, ignored it. Disappointed you've mentioned it.
Yeah. Picked up on the Slack.
Yeah, well done, I think so. Taylor Wilson says, highlight of the week from me, / behind the scenes thing that I can't quite remember what it's called. I was covering Portsmouth versus Stevenage last Saturday, where Pompey captain Michael Doyle and Pompey defender Christian Burgess were withdrawn at half-time, followed a rumoured scuffle in the changing room. After the final whistle, we were waiting outside the tunnel for Portsmouth manager Paul Cook for the post-match discussion. After the usual questions, I asked him what happened at half-time. He replied with, "Two fucking idiots were playing handbags in the changing room." rooms, and it was so feminine I couldn't stand watching them, so I took them off. Nothing to worry about. I just won't have someone who won't just welly someone for being a prick in my team. They've learned, and I like to think, how have they learned?
Wow. Chaos.
How have they been taught?
It's chaos down there.
The cookie monster.
Yeah. Goodness me.
Any more Portsmouth-based emails?
No, that's about it, really. I think we can sort of chip off.
Okay, so the email section, both Portsmouth-related, both annoying.
Well, the thing is, though, you introduced some chat earlier on that was also from listeners, so I had to sort of go to the email.
It's my fault, is it?
Yeah, a little bit, yeah.
And I'd just like to remind everybody Southampton are in the semi-final. Yeah.
Also, we don't have the option of good Portsmouth news, do we?
No, so,
we can't
really.
To you.
He can't make it up.
He's been fair. He harked back to not that long ago when they were playing Milan.
He gave you a lovely memory.
In the Europa League.
Yeah, but it's the last sentence I object to.
What? That you're playing Grimsby? Just give you an update.
Yeah.
He probably learned it on the internet.
You've got more chance of winning against
Grimsby.
They've
got similar colours to Juventus.
Why are you all patronising me?
Love it. There we are. Well, thank you very much for listening to the Football Ramble Preview Show, sponsored by Bet365. Everybody, any more gentlemen?
No.
Let's get out of here.
Say goodbye, Jim.
Goodbye.
Luke.
Bye.
Peter.
Buy the book and crisps.
Me, bye.
Me, bye.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.